coming up?
This is my base pace.
They're all the problems going fast.
Ooh, base pace.
This is Mark every morning.
You do need that hustle and bustle at the beginning.
It just freaks me out. I just don't like it at all.
How do you say that?
The nuts and bolts.
The nuts and bolts, yeah.
He's wearing a kind of Hawaiian shirt.
I've saved the public from this one.
It's such a small world.
Now, Sam is a massive Whovian. I don't know if you know this already.
Really? Secretive.
It can make a world of difference.
Stakeholders, the word of the day.
Don't know if that was any better, to be honest.
He's going to say it. He's going to say it. He's going to say it.
It's deceptively twisty, in fact.
It was quite a muscular read, I would say.
Can you hear me?
And now, enjoy the podcast.
How do you say that?
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 Hello and welcome to How Do You Say That, sponsored by BritishVoiceOver.co.uk. Here is Mark Rice, my co-host.
Hello, that's Sam Boffin, my co-host.
Hello. Now, How Do You Say That, if you didn't know, is all about celebrating voice acting. And every week we invite a special guest to join us and we read a few scripts, which sounds like a very simple idea.
But it's deceptively twisty, in fact, because there isn't just one way to read a script. There are lots of different ways. But before we do any of that, let's play true or false, like we always do, Sam. True or false, I was once persuaded to wear a green mankini on stage for hosting a charity event in Basingstoke. True or false?
Well, do you know, I'm going down the would I lie to you line, and you've given two very specific clues in there. You said it's green, it's a charity event, and it's Basingstoke. Now, I reckon you wouldn't have put those in unless this was a real thing, so I think you did.
Got you. It's false. It's false.
No!
I did used to work on a radio station in Basingstoke, and a friend of mine does have a green mankini, so that's where it all kind of came together. Can you imagine? What an awful thing. I've saved the public from this one.
Have you ever worn, though?
No, it sounds mankini. Awful, no, and they look awful.
Okay. All right, then. So.
Don't fret.
Okay, so my true or false is, I avoid swimming near boats or objects in the sea, like buoys and things like that.
Ooh, life buoys. Interesting. Buoys, yeah. You see, that sounds to me quite sensible, because if you bash into them and yeah, whatever, I'm going to go true on that. That sounds sensible to me.
Oh, good. I'm glad you think so. Yes, I do avoid swimming near boats, but it does mean that on those rare occasions where you're on a boat and people are diving off the edge and, you know, and enjoying themselves, I can't do it.
Oh, you don't do that.
I've only done that once. I just don't like it at all.
I understand. Well, of course, we have our very special voice actor guest as well today. It's Bav Palmer. Hello, Bav.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
It is so lovely to have you along. We've been trying to get Bav on for ages, but she keeps being booked every time we try and get her on the show. So thank you. You've got a space in your schedule.
I do indeed. And I'm really happy to be here. Hanging out with you guys and just, yeah, having fun. I think it's just one of those things where the diaries just weren't matching and I was like,
But we've got you. We've got you. It's all good.
You've got me. You've got me.
Sam, let's find out a little bit more about Bav, shall we?
Yeah, absolutely. So Bhavnisha, aka Bav, is a voiceover artist and actress with over 8 years in the creative industry. She's best known for her work in Doctor Who, playing the witty Sonia Khan. And she also voices for global brands like Apple and Twitter, Expedia, Panasonic, the BBC, Calm, HSBC, and many more.
Indeed. Well, you can hear her as a sleep story narrator on the Calm app, playing Mum in the Amazon Prime animation Uma and Devon, and she's the IVR voice of Apple India.
Ooh.
She's also a radio DJ presenter, of course, for the BBC Asian Network. So welcome along again, Bav. Have you got a fun fact for us?
Thank you. And yes, I have. Now, I always struggle with fun facts. I always think, oh, you've got to make them super interesting. And I thought, let me just actually have a think that of something that's kind of interesting for people maybe to get to know about me. And I kind of dug around and I thought, oh, this might be something people don't know about me, but to kind of basically blow off steam, and like we are usually working like quite intensely on projects. So for me to like kind of get out of the booth, I go to arcades, right? And I love going, and not like crazy, like, you know, like for 3-4 hours on end, but just to literally go visit and like just basically blow off steam. And what happened once was I basically got addicted to the Pac-Man basketball that is there. I should say basketball, not basketball. Basketball. And I was like, oh, I'm going to beat every top. You know, usually they have like 4 or 5 in a row.
Yeah,
I was going to beat every top score that someone's got. And I was,
I
said to myself, I'm not probably going to be able to do it. Let's just see. And I did. And I was like, I've got a newfound talent. I'm into sports. I'm into gymming. I'm into all that kind of stuff. So for me, it kind of makes sense. But yeah. Just a way to blow a bit of steam.
Well, with that gaming addiction story, let's have a look at the first script of our show and ask, how do you say that?
How do you say that?
So this is a little corporate script that I did recently.
I think they've put punctuation in odd places. Some of these sentences seem a bit almost backwards.
I was thinking that. Well, yeah. That and also it's kind of like asking who are the audience, right? Like, is this going out to... I wanted to say stakeholders first, but I'm not 100% stakeholders, the word of the day. Reading through, it does seem like it could be, you know, kind of fall under B2B or it could fall under kind of public facing. So I think figuring that out first.
And also I was wondering, is this playing to a room full of delegates or is it a corporate film that's playing on a website? Because they're two very different styles, though.
Well, actually, I'll answer the last one first because that answers both of them. It is playing to a room full of delegates.
Ah, then that does make a difference. For me, anyway, the way that I would normally approach it. Now, that suggests that I would go big. Are you going to say, don't go too big?
Are you asking me that actual question?
Yes. It's like a quiz show, this.
Answer it.
Well, I know, I'm not going to answer that question. I'm going to
get you to let me fall down the trap.
Well, no. I mean, I'm just going to get you to do how you would do it. If somebody said to you, this is, you know, an internal video that's playing out to a room full of delegates.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give it a try then. And it's Quantra.
Quantra,
yeah.
At Quantra, over more than 40 years, we have developed a strategic investment approach that is rigorous and precise. This is our foundation. Strong enough that we can always continue to build, and solid enough that through different market cycles, we have the conviction to keep investing through the noise. It's how we've been able to maintain our position at the forefront of private markets, underpinned by a strong culture of integrity and a commitment to deliver long-term returns for our investors. We are laser-focused on how the world is evolving and how the needs of our clients are changing.
Ooh.
I don't think you will have been surprised at what I gave you there.
No,
I think that's nice because it's when you're sitting and you're having to grab the attention of these delegates, and I think you got, I feel that you got all the intonation or the emphasis correct as well. It's difficult because they're such long sentences that you have to
you have to
obviously land on, and there's so many words to choose from. I think with scripts like this, it's always hard because you've got to, you emphasize everything and then, you know, everything becomes important.
Everything becomes one.
So yeah, that was really lovely. Yeah. And I think the element of power, now I think it's going to be different when I do it because maybe there's a little bit more of a softness to my voice or there's more kind of warmth in there or something like that. But I really like the power of it. I think it's attention grabbing, which I think is needed when you've got a room full of delegates. So yeah.
I mean, I guess it's one way of doing it. It's like it's not, but as we prove on this podcast every week, there isn't just one way of doing it.
No, and you absolutely, you very carefully chose the words that you lent into. It was quite a muscular read, I would say.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yes,
a
muscular read, yes.
Oof. And yet everyone knows exactly what you mean by that.
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. It did. And I think you're right, Bav. Which is, of course, why different voices are chosen by different clients for different things at different times. Mm. You know, at any given moment, they could choose any number of voices to do what they specifically want to do at that moment. So you're right. Everybody brings an entirely different approach to this and an entirely different warmth or feel or... Yeah, so I'd be very interested to see what you do with it.
Yeah, Bav.
Yeah.
Let's see what you're going to do with it.
100%. Okay, let's give this a go. At Quantra, over more than 40 years, we have developed a strategic investment approach that is rigorous and precise. This is our foundation, strong enough that we can always continue to build, and solid enough that through different market cycles, we have the conviction to keep investing through the noise. It's how we have been able to maintain our position at the forefront of private markets, underpinned by a strong culture of integrity and a commitment to deliver long-term returns for our investors. We are laser-focused on how the world is evolving and how the needs of our clients are changing.
Yeah, nice, really lovely. Much lighter touch yeah. than I gave it. I noticed right at the beginning, for over more than 40 yeah. years, you really laid some emphasis on that I think I just skipped over. I really liked
oh,
that.
Oh, awesome, yeah. I think I've learned that from clients when you're on the line with them and you kind of almost forget how much that number can mean to them and like they've mm-hmm. really got to stamp that at the yeah. beginning. So yeah, good shout, good shout.
And interestingly, the rest of the script was very focused on numbers.
Yeah.
So, and that, I think, if you'd have seen the whole script, you would have probably gone back to that anyway, Mark, and realised that, I think, perhaps. But
right, yeah.
No, I loved that. I thought it was really warm and, you know, inviting. I loved it.
Quick question for you, Sam. How long was that full script?
It was about 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, so it had quite a lot more to get through, right?
Yeah. And I did not voice it to picture, although I did have the benefit of knowing they'd given me some sort of early, you know, rough cuts. So I kind of knew the style that they wanted. Yeah, directed sessions often are quite short on time. I find.
Especially if you've got three or four people and they're all kind of making decisions and then they realise that certain words might need to be changed and, you know, so there's so much to discuss. But I've had sessions as well like this where I've asked for something and then maybe they can't share it, haven't or not ready to share it. And then they kind of throw everything at you at the top of the session. So you've got to be kind of ready that, right, here's a video, watch it. Here's the music, watch it. Oh, we've changed a few things in the script. And so you've got to be very, very ready of like, almost throwing away what you might have had in your head and go, right.
And your entire brain's going, I could have done with that a day ago.
Well, just 5 minutes ago. Yes.
It's one of the reasons why I don't over-rehearse.
Yeah, yeah, true.
That I read it through so I have an idea of what it might be. But because then when they change scripts, as they invariably do, it doesn't particularly worry me. Yeah. I kind of think, oh, okay.
All right.
Yep.
I mean, I'll do what I did. I mean, I find this an interesting thing because I think the rhythm of this piece doesn't change over much.
Yeah. Right.
You know, the rhythm is there. It's of course, the different tonalities of people's voices bring a different, you know, a different feel to it.
Of course.
So I'll do what I did.
At Quantra, over more than 40 years, we have developed a strategic investment approach that is rigorous and precise. This is our foundation, strong enough that we can always continue to build and solid enough that through different market cycles, we have the conviction to keep investing through the noise. It's how we've been able to maintain our position at the forefront of private markets, underpinned by a strong culture of integrity and a commitment to deliver long-term returns for our investors. We are laser-focused in how the world is evolving and how the needs of our clients are changing.
Trustworthy is the word that flies into my mind.
Knows their stuff, confident.
Absolutely.
And also just you lent into a couple of nice bits there, which I don't know whether Mark you did it, but I definitely didn't. Keep investing through the noise. Like it's very, very kind of habitual to say, you know, keep investing or keep investing, but the through, it was just nice the way you highlighted that.
I think I might have done that actually.
Through the noise,
Through the noise, because that's one of the buzz through phrases. That I've seen in quite a number of scripts recently. That's something that people are writing.
Through the noise.
You're right. Through the noise. Through the noise, they mentioned laser focus.
Mentioned. You can see that.
Yeah.
But,
and even like long-term returns, because if you are talking, you know, if there are any other investors kind of listening in, they're listening for that, you know, for themselves in terms of long-term returns.
That's true.
You know, that's usually something that they've got their eye on, right? So,
I was also lucky. It was quite a measured read.
Yeah.
Yes.
What always worries me is if I get something and they want you to go super fast, because you can't actually put in all the...
You can't lean on words.
The gorgeousness. You can't. You just have to get through it. And so that was it.
Yes.
That was Quantra.
Yes. No, nice. Absolutely. And interestingly, I think all three approaches are equally valid depending on what kind of client you've got.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It is worthwhile remembering that these are real scripts we're working on. We've changed names and some details to avoid copyright issues. And while we're on the subject of scripts, you can find both the ones we're using today in the show notes of this episode.
So, Bav, I think, although I might be wrong, I think this is also part of a corporate script.
Yes.
Am I right?
Corporate script, it was more of a, it was an explainer come corporate script.
See, I would have got an explainer come commercial.
Yeah, this one went on for a while as well. So there was about 3 to 3.5 minutes of products and services and everything that they're going to do. And in fact, it became a bit more mechanical as it went along. This one was quite good in the sense that there were chunky bits, but then they did break out into kind of small bits where you can lean on words, or you could, you know, you could make it a little bit more conversational. So, yeah, I won't give too much more away. But yes, it was an explainer, come commercial, come kind of, and it was one of, I think it was, they were very new to doing kind of digital content. So they wanted to try and get everything in, which was interesting because everything in and keeping up that kind of energy was interesting. But yeah, explainer, commercial.
That's tough. And you raise a really interesting issue for companies that don't do it very often or are new to it, because they do. They throw all of the mud at the wall and just see what sticks. And then later, if they refine and they do more, it becomes a much more single idea video potentially.
Yeah, 100%.
After that,
I see this as much lighter. It was actually one of the reasons that I brought the other script with me today, because it felt like these were two corporate scripts, but very different. Yeah.
Different ones.
A kind of, you know, this feels a lot more, light and airy, as it were.
Very much not to a room full of people.
No.
In fact, very much something
and
you would watch on a screen.
People, because I was guessing that this is for people who obviously really require this, you know, service or product.
Right, Sam, I want to hear how
definitely you do it. Definitely lighter. Okay. Definitely lighter.
Imagine running a hotel where your team is juggling 100 tasks at once, from handling guest bookings and coordinating staff to managing daily operations, driving sales, whilst ensuring every guest has a memorable stay. On top of that, you're focused on maximizing profitability and staying ahead in a competitive market. You need more than just tools. You need a partner who understands these challenges and offers technology that not only simplifies workflows, but also keeps the guest experience superior. That's where Booked and Bespoke comes in.
Lighter. Much lighter than the other script that we saw. And conversational.
And the pacing.
I like that.
The pacing. This one was a bit faster. So you know how you said with the other one they had the time? This was like, let's get it all out. So you've got to kind of be quite delicate with how you're kind of getting all that gorgeousness out, as you mentioned.
I was aware as it flashed by that I said whilst, not while. But apart from that,
you know, I didn't notice it because I was listening rather than reading along. I thought it made sense. So that's the thing.
It flashed by, and I thought I'll keep going, which I would do actually in a session as well. I'd mention it at the end.
The client notices
because you don't know if you know, because you might be on the wrong tracks with your whole approach. So you may as well just carry on.
Absolutely. And then they've also got something else to choose from.
Exactly.
Yeah, quite.
I wondered if I was a bit swift.
Well, I don't know. I thought the lighter touch went with the swiftness. I didn't feel it was over fast.
And I think that's the thing with pacing, isn't it? Or the thing with how measured you're going to read the script. I think sometimes when I look at a script, I do just do a pace check on it, because sometimes that just... Yeah. You can figure out the shape of the script by just going, well, this is my base pace. Ooh, base pace. But yes.
Yes.
And just kind of
that.
Go, okay, well, this is where I'm at. So if I need to go slower to kind of, you know, highlight a few bits, this is what I would do. And if I need to go faster, maybe this is what.
Yeah.
But I think it was a really nice pace.
Right, shall I have a go? Obviously, bearing in mind pace is important.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Imagine running a hotel where your team is juggling 100 tasks at once, from handling guest bookings and coordinating staff to managing daily operations, driving sales, whilst ensuring every guest has a memorable stay. On top of that, you're focused on maximizing profitability and staying ahead in a competitive market. You need more than just tools. You need a partner who understands these challenges and offers technology that not only simplifies workflows, but also keeps the guest experience superior. That's where Booked and Bespoke comes in.
Yeah, and you know what? I think you were doing it. You were getting there to do it, but slowing down when you said you need more than just tools, you did it like really just like that perfect amount, where you do need that hustle and bustle at the beginning, but then at the same time you need to be like, okay, well, this is how you breathe, you know. So yeah.
Yes, they're all the problems going fast. Yeah. Here's a slowed down solution to your problem. Is kind of what I was going for.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely.
And also, I don't know whether it worked at the end. That's where Booked and Bespoke comes in. I very much read it as a ... like there was something else coming straight
there
after.
There is, There is. When they then started to kind of... I use the word mechanical, but that's not the right word. It's where they kind of really started listing out the specific kind of services, if that makes sense, or the specific...
The nuts and bolts.
The nuts and bolts, yep.
I like the fact that you included us in the partner. So obviously, we're potentially, anyway, as the listeners, going to be that partner. You need a partner who understands these challenges. I don't know, but it was it felt quite inclusive.
Good.
I thought.
And it's nicely written like that as well, because sometimes you get scripts, right, where they're like, we really want you to be collaborative, and then there's it's just I. And then you think,
absolutely.
Like, how do you balance that, you know? So, really nice that you lent in on those words.
I think the three of us all know all too well the importance of good copy.
Yeah.
It can make a world of difference.
And also the importance of an open mind in a session, I think. Because sometimes the copy might not be exactly what you want it to be, but if somebody's willing and or able as well, because I know certain things are signed off before we work on them, don't be afraid to kind of just ask and be like, look, this feels a bit more comfortable for me to say, like, what do you think? And sometimes they're like, yeah sure, let's give it a go. If they use it, they use it. If they don't, okay, at least you've given it a go that you've kind of satisfied your own brain going, at least I've tried that.
And you've also auditioned for their next thing.
Exactly. Exactly.
Where they go, oh, that was a great idea. Let's write a script for that. Anyway, it's just a thought. Bav, I'm interested to see how you did it, because the pace is really important here. And I think I know how you're going to do it, but I'm interested to see.
Okay, cool. Let's give it a go. Imagine running a hotel where your team is juggling 100 tasks at once, from handling guest bookings and coordinating staff to managing daily operations, driving sales while ensuring every guest has a memorable stay. On top of that, you're focused on maximizing profitability and staying ahead in a competitive market. You need more than just tools. You need a partner who understands these challenges and offers technology that not only simplifies workflows, but also keeps the guest experience superior. That's where Booked and Bespoke comes in.
Oh, I like that. There was one thing that really jumped off the page at me. You ignored some of the commas in that first paragraph and took a breath after the word while ensuring every guest. And it really worked. It really worked because it put me back in the moment of it.
Yeah. And I think I was actually going to say I probably did that slightly different, but you get the gist of what I was trying to do terms of you're banging through all these things. It's almost like someone's like got a big book of, oh my God, I've got all this to deal with. And then you're also having to do this. The profitability in the market was where they just asked me to be like, because it's not only the day-to-day tasks, you're looking at stakeholders, you're looking at making money for the business. Okay, breathe. There's something for everything, you know, every part of your business. So I think, it was kind of following that mindset. Yeah.
There's a beautiful light touch to it, Sam, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And also, but keeping it in that kind of professional area as well, which I really love. Yeah. And offering the solution. It was really clear from your tone of voice that here we have. So this is how you're feeling at the moment, isn't it? And this is the solution that we can offer.
I did ask them at certain points. I said, look, do I have to say not only or this? And they were like, no, loosen it up a little bit, because we're not wanting to be too strict about that. We want it to just feel very collaborative. And if that is what allows you to feel a little bit more conversational or in touch with the person you're talking to, great.
Play How Do You Say That?
Now it's time to maybe do it really loosely, because it's time for the wildcard section of the show. Woo-hoo! Bav, can you pick one of the scripts for either Sam or myself and give us a new direction or a new character or a new something?
I can indeed. I've got an idea. So, script one. And because we've been talking about pacing, and I'm literally just rolling off what's happening in my head right now, what about switching up the pace of the first one as if to say that person is overly caffeinated, they are bouncing off the walls, and they really want you to know about how they're cutting through the noise. And I have to choose someone, don't I?
You do.
We're both
on tenterhooks now.
Seeing as Sam has already probably done this job, which she has, then I'm going to pick you, Mark. And I almost want to see like what happens if you like loosen it up by doing something that's maybe steamroll fast. I don't know. Let's go.
All right. Okay. Caffeinated, bouncing off the walls. Got it.
This is Mark every morning.
At Quantra, over more than 40 years, we've developed a strategic investment approach that's rigorous and precise. That is our foundation, strong enough that we can always continue to build. Oh, and solid enough that through the different market cycles, we have the conviction to keep investing through the noise. It's how we've been able to maintain our position at the forefront of private markets, underpinned by a strong culture of integrity. And we're committed to deliver long-term returns for our investors. We're laser-focused on how the world's evolving and how the needs of our clients are changing.
Woohoo! It kind of did what I thought it would do, which was you broke up. So, you know, when you go strong enough that we can always continue to build and solid enough, there was this really nice shift that you had. Because you're going so fast, you have to switch you have to have such emphasis.
It's almost gearing up, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's almost like the last sentence you really probably wanted to say slow, and that would have been fine, but it kind of makes you think that if you do it really fast, when you do slow down, you really appreciate it. I think that's nice thing that it brought out of there. And also you emphasise, I think, a couple of different words that you might not have done in the first go, which is...
Yes, I think you're right.
Always nice.
Too fast for you, Sam. Too caffeinated.
I feel you weren't caffeinated enough. I feel you were just giving up to your fourth double espresso.
Oh, indeed.
So, Bav, I am going to give you script one. Mm-hmm. But I want you to be... a shop girl.
Oh.
Okay.
You're working in a clothes shop and you are talking to a customer and you're giving them advice on the thing to buy.
All right.
So you're a shop girl.
At Quantra, over more than 40 years, we have developed a strategic investment approach that is rigorous and precise. This is our foundation, strong enough that we can always continue to build, and strong enough that through different market cycles, we have the conviction to keep investing through the noise. It's how we have been able to maintain our position at the forefront of private markets, underpinned by a strong culture of integrity and a commitment to deliver long-term returns for our investors. We are laser focused on how the world is evolving and how the needs of our clients are changing.
That was really nice at the end there.
You were zipping her into something.
I thought to myself, you're going to do it like where you're almost like in that private boutique and you're like just shifting them around, you're moving them.
Telling the changing room,
Yeah.
And then that lovely bit at the end where you showed her off, you showed her how wonderful she looked. That was so cute.
And that's actually just loosened up the script a lot, you know? Hear it at all in like the kind of authoritative nature that you might have gone for. But yes, absolutely. I like that.
Sam, I've got one for you. There's a radio commercial running at the moment, which is a woman screaming at the producer because she's on a wind farm. And she's on a wind farm.
And it's
like calling away at people. Because the words are almost being lost in the wind.
Okay.
And I think it is the Imagine Running a Hotel. We are a long way away and the words are going to get lost in the wind. So you need to try and get the words to us.
Imagine running a hotel where your team is juggling 100 tasks at once, from handling the guest bookings and coordinating staff to managing daily operations, driving sales, ensuring every guest has a memorable stay. On top of that, on top of that, you're focused on maximising profitability, staying ahead in the competitive market. You need more than just tools. You need a partner who understands these challenges. Hello? Great, you can hear me now. Office technology, that not only simplifies workflows, but also keeps the guest experience superior. Brilliant. That's where Booked and Bespoke comes in.
Brilliant.
So you're calling at them, then suddenly you can get through to them so you don't need to yell at them, and then you lose the connection. That's funny. That was a clever way of interpreting that.
And was there a point where you were writing something on like a whiteboard to show them? Because it felt like there was a point where you were kind of reading it to yourself, like in the sense of like, this is what they need, this is what they need. But I almost just imagine you have this big whiteboard like, can you hear me? And then just lifting it up. No, Bespoke.
Look.
Oh, that was lovely. Oh, that was such a light, but it's light, but light in a different way, right?
I was imagining the wind behind her, the blowing, gusting wind.
And then just seeing that board that you were writing on just fly away. Like, oh gosh, now I've lost all form of communication.
Oh, well, as always, we put those scripts in the show notes so you can have a try yourself in whatever style you like.
Yes, you can. Absolutely.
So, Bav.
Yes.
You are a very busy voice actor, and a busy actor, in fact. So, I've got a two-part question for you. What kind of projects have you found really light you up?
Mm-hmm.
And how have you gone about finding those particular opportunities?
Oh, good questions. Good questions. Let's take the first one. What lights me up? There are probably two things that come to mind that light me up. One is kind of comedy-based work. So it might be quirky. It might be kind of like, you know, throwing back to Sonia Khan, being kind of fun and witty. And the other type of project that really lights me up is brands that are really kind of making a difference, you know? So it could be that, yeah, you know, they're bringing something that a community doesn't have to them, be it like as small as, you know, food, health, wealth, education. I love doing projects like that because I think for the last couple of years, I've worked with some amazing companies who they start these initiatives and they are literally changing people's lives, and it changes your performance, mm, because you know that them hearing it or stakeholders hearing it is going to make always going to have an impact on people's lives. So I also did a really big environmental campaign as well at the beginning of this year, which was really, really nice. And it's about clearing up the oceans and how people are working up and down the country, around the world to do this. So things like that really kind of resonate with me. In terms of finding those people or finding those projects, I think we talked about this a bit earlier, but it's very difficult to kind of pinpoint it down to one thing. But I think it's about knowing yourself first. Like, what is it that you really love? And not kind of skimming over it, but actually saying to yourself, look at all the projects you might have done over the last 3 to 4 years and be like, what really kind of, which ones do I remember for the fact that I learned something, or I made a real difference, or I worked with a group of people who really kind of, you know, lighted me up, or anything like that. Mm. And then go back and kind of use that. I use the word data loosely, but use that and think, okay, I want more of that. Like, that's what I want more of. And really finding people that resonate with your core values, you know, people who really resonate with the work that you see yourself doing.
So if you've done a job that is particularly enjoyable with one set of people, might you go to all of the contacts that those people might have?
Maybe, yeah, you can definitely do that. Or even just, you know, the world that we work in as well. You know, people move around from place to place, and, you know, they will kind of introduce you almost, you know, indirectly to the people that they work with. So, yes, but yeah, I think that's a really, really good way of thinking about it, because I think we all kind of cluster together with similar thinking. And I think if you do that and you actively do that, you'll start finding, without sounding too corny, your people.
Yeah.
And I think yeah, but it really does start with you. It starts with what you really, because what you put out is what you then kind of get back. So, you know, really saying to yourself and getting specific. Personally, I love working with companies that are working globally to help women, or to help with the education system or poverty or things like that. And you know, you'll find companies that do those things by actively having it in your mind. So yeah, it's kind of a daily practice, I think.
And we don't usually do that looking back, I don't think, as much.
No, because it's always on
we
to the next one.
We sort of forge ahead, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, it's always on to the next one, we're done. But actually, if you look back and you think, okay, these six or seven projects really kind of just did something for me. Who was involved? Yeah. Why do you think I felt like that? Look back at the scripts, you know, look back at the final piece if you've got it.
Yeah.
And kind of go from there and follow our instincts. I think we are... You know, we're so focused sometimes, or have to be focused, on being a business and, you know, connecting with people and going to conferences and doing this and doing that, that actually just following your instinct and allowing your instinct to go, this is what you really liked. I think that's important as well.
Follow your heart and also what you enjoy. It's great advice. Bav, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. A reminder that all of Bav Palmer's details can be found in the show notes.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really enjoyed it.
And glad you enjoyed it.
Definitely, 100%. Parallels.
And of course, the scripts are in the show notes too. So do hit the follow button on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and leave a review on Apple Podcasts.
Well, that's it for this week. Thanks again to Bav Palmer. We'll be back next week with more scripts and another voiceover guest, when we'll be asking, this is when we do the title of the show altogether, Bav, when we'll be asking,
How do you say that?
How do you say that?